Thank you, Father, for this morning. Thank you for the privilege of being in your presence. In your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Thank you, Master, in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. We also got interpretation in Hausa, in Igbo, in Yoruba. And I think it would be good to... When Dr. Ms. Enenche heard the Hausa version yesterday, she said, okay, at times it is good to hear a song in language you understand. Hallelujah. I believe that God will give everybody, like the prophetic word that is inside that song, He will give every one of us the reason to shout hallelujah. Where you have a testimony you can't explain in words. In Jesus' precious name. Welcome to the month of financial dominion. Finally, you are going to step into a realm of dominion financially that will amaze you. Say a loud amen. We have so much to do this morning, including the Blessing Sunday, so I'm going to be really sharp. I'm speaking on the blessing and financial dominion. The blessing and financial dominion. In Genesis chapter 1 and in verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. I read another translation. God come bless them. God bless them, come say, make una born many children. Fill the earth. And now una go care for everything. Now una be oga over the birds of the sea. Over the birds for the sky. The fish them for sea. And everything where God create. Any of God here say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift your hands, say, I am the God. I am in charge. I am in command over everything God created. Shout hallelujah. Shout the loudest hallelujah. Shout the loudest hallelujah. That was the Pidgin English translation that will soon be dedicated in a month's time. And so, we are here, the blessing and financial dominion. Our objective this morning, number one, is to understand the relationship between the blessing and financial dominion. Number two, understanding how the blessing brings financial dominion. Number three, understanding the way of the blessing. Again, understanding the relationship between the blessing of God and financial dominion. What is the relationship between the blessing of God and financial dominion? Number two, understanding how the blessing brings about financial dominion. And number three, understanding the way of the blessing. Many times when we talk about financial dominion, some people say, oh, why do we have to talk about finances, especially in the church? The Bible said, the love of money is the root of evil. And it is true that the lack of money is a major source of evil. We have a lot of people today who are killers, all in the name of looking for money. We have people today selling their bodies to make money. Beyond that, financial destruction is a major destiny, is a major cause of destiny destruction. Many people could not become or do the things they wanted to do. Children dropped out of school for lack of money. Somebody died before his time because he wasn't able to attend to medical bills. The gospel in many areas and in many cases gets stagnated. The Bible said in Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17. It said, my city's true prosperity shall yet spread abroad. That is, I need to empower the church, empower my people in order to spread my word around the earth. And we have the gospel, our gospel stranded in many times because of the shortage and bankruptcy of resources. So it is very, very, very critical. The Bible said a poor man's voice is not heard and his wisdom is despised. No matter how spiritual you are, no matter how anointed you are, no matter what you are, your voice can't be heard, your wisdom is despised when you don't have financial power to stand where people stand. You know, in those days, they called the church people poor as church rat. That was Ecclesiastes 9:16. Everything was poor like church rat, and because the church was very, very, really poor. And when the church was really, really poor, the world had no problem with the church. They were happy. You know, people are satisfied with your failure. They can cope more with your failure than with your success. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Because in those days, the church, it was all benches. You don't talk of fan or even air conditioning in this country. You are talking of no parking space for vehicle because nobody was expected to bring a car. Probably bicycles and all of those kind of things. In those days, when the gospel first hit this country. But when God began to explode and expand the church, and then the church began to do things, mega, mega, major things, and then the church transited from that realm, it became a concern to the world. But I can assure you, with this end time gospel, there is more financial power coming to the church, more economic power coming to the church. And as it comes to the church, we are going to depopulate hell and populate heaven. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. We'll be in Calabar next Sunday evening. And then do the week-long crusade again. Calabar, Oka, and then Maiduguri. None of these crusades will be taking any offering on the crusade ground. Then we are in Pakistan by the following week. None of these crusades will we be taking offerings at the, and yet millions upon millions will be spent. And these millions come from people that are empowered by God to push the gospel to the ends of the earth. That is why you must have financial power. Am I communicating at all? Intentions are frustrated without provision. You have good intentions and you get frustrated. You know what to do. You know that it must be done. Yet you can't get it done because your resources are not there. But I believe God is about to empower us, empower the church, and cause our resources to explode. You believe that? Say aloud, amen. And so, want to understand the blessing that, how the blessing brings financial dominion, and then understand the way of the blessing. By way of introduction, I already said that the blessing of God is the way of financial dominion. Scriptures make it clear that blessed people in scripture exist in financial dominion. I'm going to look at two examples of people that were blessed in scripture and how they operated financial dominion. Example number one, Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 2 to verse 3, Genesis 12, 2 to 3. And God speaking to Abraham said, and I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I'll bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. That was Abraham. And this blessing manifested in Genesis chapter 13 verse 2. And the Bible said, and Abraham was very rich in cattle and in silver and in gold. Abraham was blessed of God. And that blessing catapulted him into financial dominion. Example number two, Jacob. Jacob was the man who received the blessing of his father as well as the blessing of God in Genesis 27 and in verse 27 to verse 29. The Bible said, and he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment,
and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven and of the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren and let thy mother's sons bow to thee. Cursed be he, everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. That blessing came upon Jacob from his prophetic father Isaac. You look at Genesis chapter 32 and then verse 28. You see the blessing again, and he said, thy name. Alright, let's start from verse 26. And he said, let me go for the day break it. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Bless me, bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with man, and hast prevailed. Somebody said, shout the loudest amen. Somebody who is receiving power with God and with man today, shout the loudest amen. Somebody stepping into the realm of the blessing today, shout the loudest amen. Say amen at the top of your voice. A louder believer's amen. And now, how does the blessing lead to financial dominion? How does the blessing lead to financial dominion? Number one, the blessing make rich. Proverbs chapter 10 and in verse 22. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord make rich. That is, the blessing of the Lord processes a person unto riches, unto wealth. When God bless person, if they get enough, and nothing go make them regret. Nothing. Say that so. The blessing of the Lord make it rich. What does it mean? The blessing of the Lord processes a man unto riches. The blessing of the Lord makes a man to touch rubbish and it turns into riches. There is something they call the touch of gold. Except your hands are not on that thing. It is like Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 8. The Lord shall command the blessing on all that thou settest thy hand unto. When a man is blessed, if he sells, I'm thinking of tires that have been condemned. And the Lord said, that is your trade. It will explode in billions. The blessing of the Lord gives a man a touch of wealth, a touch of riches. That is, something about your hands turns ordinary things into extraordinary things. Number one. Number two, the blessing of the Lord fertilizes for fruitfulness and productivity. It fertilizes for fruitfulness and productivity. Genesis chapter 1 and in verse 28, the Bible said, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply. The meaning of that is, when God blesses a person, you don't labor in vain. It fertilizes for productivity. It fertilizes for fruitfulness. The blessing of the Lord is a sort of a fertilizer of human effort. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the air. That is how the blessing processed the covenant fathers onto financial dominion. Your labor is fertilized. Your effort is fertilized. You see the effect. The blessing of the Lord make rich. The blessing of the Lord fertilizes for fruitfulness and productivity. Number three, the blessing of the Lord brings speed and progress to life. When a man is blessed, he doesn't move at ordinary speed. He does not move at the speed of others. The Bible said in Genesis chapter 26 and in verse 13, talking about Isaac that was blessed. The Bible said, and the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. So he went forward. When you are blessed of the Lord, you don't remain stagnant. When you are blessed of the Lord, you don't remain stranded. The man grew and went forward. Was great, went forward and grew until he became very great. You are not permitted to remain on the same spot with the blessing. Somebody is going forward. You are the one. Say aloud, amen. Number four, right? The blessing brings about greatness. Brings about greatness in life. The man works great. Went forward, grew, until he became very great. There is something about the blessing that imparts bigness, meganess. The blessing of the Lord forbids littleness, smallness. He already told Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 2. I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout the loud, most amen. In all humility, under God, everyone seated here tonight, you are connected to a blessed spiritual lineage. Very blessed. Look at God's servant, Pastor Iye Adeboye. Mega. Mega. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Daddy. As your day, so may your strength be. In the name of Jesus Christ. As far back as 1999. Lekki 99. Anybody remember? Projected to gather 4 million people at Lekki. It exceeded it by almost 3 million. Until CNN recorded almost 7 million people gathered. 1999 is 26 years ago. Those were people that began to see bigness from an early age. You go to Canaan land today and you see the very mega faith tabernacle. And then the faith theater that is coming up right now, the Ark. Mega. Mega. Meganess without stress. You look at where you are seated here today. Last night after we drove out of here, and I was seeing all the street lights and see everything. And you don't want to know the NEPA bill per month. I'm sure you know what you are paying in your own house. You don't want to know the NEPA bill per month. NEPA bill a month. You build big building, you know. NEPA bill. Building or buildings. And then NEPA is not there all the time, so there is diesel. Diesel to do his own. And he's running without stress. You stay here, no takeage of light. When people live here, they are going out, they say they are going to Nigeria. Let me go to Nigeria and come. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Whatever you do, don't ever be deprived of the blessing. Don't ever be devoid of the blessing. From all the
roots and sources. You, I was in Kenneth Copeland's facility the other day, and that is a blessed place. Blessed man. Private facility with airport. With personal airport airstrip. That's the hangar where park, like car park for plane. At least there were three planes since they're in there. Including the one he flew in 1959. Do you understand what I'm saying? I announce to somebody today by prophecy and declaration, in the name of Jesus, bigness shall be your portion. Even if you have come from a family that is a stranded family or a lineage of struggles, I declare it is over by the blessing. 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 You are saying amen. Shout the loudest amen. Hallelujah. The blessing brings about greatness, brings about meganess. Number five, the blessing is the secret of favor. Blessed people are favored people. I'm talking of the favor of God. Now, I am taking you through what makes blessed people to stand in dominion financially and resources wise. The blessing is a secret of favor. The favor that attracts resources. The favor that attracts opportunities. The favor that attracts privileges. When you are blessed, that is the kind of thing that happens to you. Psalm 5 and in verse 12. The Bible said, "For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield." You will bless the righteous. Genesis 39 and in verse 21, we saw the blessing on the life of Joseph that translated into favor with Potiphar and with the prison officers. When you are blessed of God, favor is natural. Favor happens effortlessly. Favor until people are wondering, what is it? Is he the only person? Just favor is natural. Favor pulls people in your direction. Acts chapter 2 verse 47. They were praising God and having favor. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. That favor was pulling people into the church. Favor pulls the right people. Favor pulls the right resources. Was it Psalm 49 verse 3 where he said they got not the land by their sword? 44 verse 3. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. This land we are on is a product of favor from heaven, mercy from God. They got these things by favor, not by labor, not by strength. Somebody is going to see, step into something by favor. And that favor is going to cause you to stand out. If you believe that, say aloud, amen. If you believe that, say aloud, amen. You believe that, shout the Lord, must say amen. Very, very quickly. What is the way of the blessing? What is the way of the blessing that will step us into dominion? Number one is quality relationship with God. Quality relationship. Adam and Eve remained blessed for as long as they had relationship with God. When that relationship broke down, the blessing disappeared. Genesis chapter 3 verse 7, we saw God. Verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. That was the kind of relationship they had with God. They were in communion with God. They were in fellowship with God. They had a relationship with God. And as long as that relationship was on, the blessing was on.
Anybody looking for the blessing of God outside relationship with God is looking for something else. Quality relationship. Number two, godly image, likeness, and character. Godly image, likeness, and character is a secret of the blessing. When you function in his image, you function in his likeness, you function in his character, you function in the blessing. Because God is blessed. The Bible says, blessed be God. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, all the way, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. So God made man in his image. Alright, verse 27. And then in verse 28, and God blessed them. You see, God made man in his image and God blessed them. If you function in the image of God, you function in the likeness of God, you function in the character of God, you cannot lack the blessing. You like what God likes and hate what God hates, you can't lack the blessing. If you follow God in his pathway of character, you can't lack the blessing. Godly image, likeness, character. Godly image, likeness, character. Psalm 1 verse 1. It says, blessed is he that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. So the person who is moving away from the way of ungodliness, unrighteousness, is moving into the blessing. And I'm not advertising a blessing of crookedness, of wretchedness, of fraud. That's no blessing. Quality relationship with God. Godly image, likeness, and character. Number three is receiving and obeying divine instructions and direction. Receiving and obeying divine instructions and direction. Why was Adam blessed in the Garden of Eden? They were in touch with the voice of God. They were in touch with his voice. And they carried out the instructions of God. Receiving and obeying divine instruction. Abraham, Genesis 12, verse 1 to verse 3. Now the Lord said, get out of your father's house, from your kindred to the land I will show you. Abraham departed. And hearkening to such a voice, made Abraham the symbol of the blessing, a reference of the blessing, receiving and obeying divine instructions. Pastor went all the way to the UK, to Manchester. Wife already got a job, but he heard the voice of the Lord through the preaching of his pastor that showed him that wasn't his place. At the risk of losing whatever advantage he had there, he decided to return back home, and he returned. And then things went forward. While he was talking, what was in my mind is, it doesn't matter how far you went in the wrong direction, a U-turn is possible once you realize it. Don't die with the wrong thing. Don't be married to failure. Don't die with the wrong direction. Don't die with the wrong thing. Don't say, I've already moved. What will people say? Don't live by sentiments. Live by principles. There are people in UK now, in America, everywhere, who took themselves there. There are those God took them, but there are those who took themselves there. They already realized that they made the wrong move. But they are now wasting their life. Because what will people say if I return back home? Will they say I'm confused? Will they say I failed? Who cares what people say? You have your life to live, not to live for people's pleasure. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power, for thou hast created all things. For thy pleasure they were created. Revelation chapter 4 verse 11. You were not created for the pleasure of people. You were created for the pleasure of God. Receiving and obeying divine instruction. Being in touch with the voice of God through his word as you are hearing now. And whatever mode God will speak to you, that and obeying God is the way of the blessing. See, that is why most people are not blessed. Oh, I pay my tithe, I give my offering. But you are disobeying God. Specific directions you are disobeying. and it's not working. Receiving and obeying divine instruction. Number four is being fruitful in life. Being fruitful in life is a way of the blessing. Genesis 1:28, and God said unto them, be fruitful. Be fruitful. God blessed them and said, be fruitful. If you will be fruitful, you will not be devoid of the blessing. Fruitfulness is proof, confirmation, and trigger for the blessing. God blessed them. And God said, be fruitful. What does it mean to be fruitful? I'll just mention three things. Number one, or A, 4A. Be productive. Don't be idle. Don't be idle. Don't sit down waiting for roasted chicken to fly into your mouth. Once it is roasted, it can no longer fly. Are you following what I'm saying here? Be fruitful. Be productive. Be resourceful. Be energetic. Be at work. Be on duty. The Lord commands the blessing on what you set your hands to do. He will not bless nothing. Number two, be fruitful means release seed. Seed is the secret of fruit. There can be no fruit without seed. Be a seed sower. Whatever seed. Financial seed. Resources seed. Be fruitful, number four. Which is what he told us in John chapter 15 verse 16. Be a soul winner. Be a soul winner. Reproduce your type in the kingdom. Reproduce your type in the kingdom. He told them in Luke chapter 22 verse 35. When I sent you without purse, that's to go and win souls, and without shoes, did you lack anything? And they said nothing. I blessed you because you went to win souls. I blessed you. I blessed you. There is no genuine minister of God. No genuine pastor. Do you have the clip of last night, our last night's outreach to the village? All right, I'd like to show it. There is no genuine servant of the Lord who is passionate for the winning of souls. Who is real, not fake, in passion for God that will be stranded. Quote me any day. Look at Billy Graham. He never preached prosperity at all. That wasn't a branch of teaching. Yet the financial supplies to do everything. He never took an offering in those mega crusades. Never preached healing. Salvation, altar call. And yet, financial supplies. I'll come to that. Don't play it ahead of time. So that you hit the iron at the right time. Look at crowds. That's Wembley Stadium. This was 1968, I believe. Actually, it came, that crusade lasted for 88 days. If it is the same crusade that I'm thinking of, 1968, Wembley Stadium. It held until Wembley Stadium became the overflow. In the United Kingdom. Those are people. Never stranded. That's another crusade. Soul winning. If you will make up your mind to partner with God He will make it easy for you
to carry out his assignment.
We have had programs where we have as much up to 3 airplanes waiting on us
to carry out the assignment.
Someone was telling me their experience the other day of waiting in the airport from morning till evening, evening till morning. That is literally plane that was meant to fly in the evening, flew 7 a.m. the next day, stayed at the airport. And I was asking myself, how would we function if crusades are back to back and that is how we have to move?
Hallelujah.
Being fruitful is key to the blessing. Number 5, we have seen 4 things: the blessing, the secrets of the blessing, quality relationship with God, godly image, likeness, and character, receiving and obeying divine instructions and direction. Number 4, being fruitful in life. Number five
is the practice of the covenant. The practice of the covenant. The practice of the covenant.
While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Seed time and harvest. The practice of the covenant. Genesis chapter 14 verse 18. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into thine hand. And he gave him the tithes of all. This practice happened 400 years before the law was given. So Abraham was in a practice that was not predicated even on the law. Because some will say it is a matter of the law. This is a matter of the covenant, a matter of walk with God. Abraham practiced that. In Hebrews chapter 7 verse 7, the Bible said, and without all contradiction, the less is blessed or the better. Talking about this same experience, verse 8. Here, men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witness that he lived. So, men that die, mortal men are receiving tithes here, but up there in heaven, he receiveth. Receiveth is present continuous. His present continuous. He receiveth them. He received them before. He is receiving them now. He will still receive them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. Fighting. We'll talk about that maybe in the course of the month. But I got to learn of that as a young child. High institution days. I wasn't planning to be a pastor, but I was a covenant practitioner in tithing and giving. And that changed everything. The practice of the covenant of giving, of tithing, is key to the blessing. Number 6 is priestly and prophetic impact. Priestly and prophetic impact. God decided to make his priests and prophets channels of his blessing to his people. It's his decision. In Numbers chapter 6 verse 23 to 26. And I want to let you know that we are not talking about either of all of these things. We are talking of all of them together. All together. All together. Numbers 6, 23 to 26. Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Can you say louder, amen? The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and the Lord give you peace. Peace means shalom. That's the meaning. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. Everything together. Beloved, there is so much in the blessing. The people of the Jews are so big. Even though they appear to be a tiny nation, but they intimidate anybody they want anytime.
because of the blessing. The Jews learned to bless their family, bless their children, bless their nation. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Baruch Hashem Adonai. They pronounce the blessing. They put on their wife, on their children, on their land, on their nation. There are those who are busy cursing their children, cursing their wives. That is why this blessing service exists. So that in case your father cursed you, it will be reversed. Because the spiritual is senior to the natural. Somebody say amen. Somebody who is blessed here, say louder amen. Somebody who is blessed here, say louder amen. Somebody who is blessed here, shout the Lord must say amen. The people of our generation don't know the value of the blessing. That is why they don't consciously provoke it from those who can bless them. Did you hear what I just said? Those who can bless them. One of those who can bless you is your priest, your prophet. Consciously. One day we are with our father in the Lord, and after telling him why we came, presenting whatever we had, he said, bring your hand. See your hand. This hand. He said, this my hand doesn't lack anything. Said, the same. He said, Archbishop Benson Idahosa called him. He was in Kaduna. Archbishop Idahosa called him, said, I am in Makurdi. Can you meet me in Makurdi? Say, Makurdi. Yes, sir. I'm on my way. He drove like 5 hours furiously and met him. Say, I've come, sir. Say, really? I said you should come and you came. From today, I release upon you the gift of on time. And he explained, he said, before the needs arise, supplies will be waiting from today. He invoked that upon him then. It's the blessing. He was telling me that story when he was saying to me, I don't lack anything. You won't lack anything. The power of the blessing. That the Jew said to us, me and my wife, he said, I have said, Lord, raise children that will be bigger than me. Say, you are an answer to that prayer. I prophesy to everyone here today, under this prophetic covering, in the name that is above every name, God will make you bigger and larger than everyone in your father's house. In the name of Jesus. And if you are many from your father's house here, God will make you large together. In the name of Jesus. Today is a new beginning of the blessing. You will see the hand of God upon your life like never before. You will see the manifestation of God's help like never before. The blessing that will cause you to stand in financial dominion, that blessing is released upon you right now. If you are saying amen, stand on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Amen. Lift up your two hands and begin to appreciate God for what you just received. Appreciate Him, honor Him, and adore Him. Worship Him, honor Him, adore Him, glorify Him, magnify Him. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. Rofeka, thank you. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Mekadesh. Thank you. We worship you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands and pray after me and say, Father, I come before you today.
I come before you today.
I receive your help.
I receive your help.
To walk. In the blessing.
In the blessing.
Unto dominion.
Unto dominion.
In resources.
Resources.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To maintain quality relationship.
To maintain quality relationship.
With you.
With you.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To live like you.
To live like you.
To walk in your nature.
Walk in your nature.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To hearken to your voice.
To hearken to your voice.
To receive and obey.
To receive and obey.
Your instructions.
Your instructions.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To be fruitful in life.
To be productive.
To be productive. To be a seed sower.
To be a seed sower.
To be a soul winner.
To be a soul winner.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To be a practitioner.
Be a practitioner.
Of the covenant.
Of the covenant. In
givings.
In
tightens.
In
releases.
In releases.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To be a beneficiary.
Be a beneficiary.
Of priestly.
Of priestly.
And prophetic impact. And pronouncements.
I receive,
Lord. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, lift your voice. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus.
Say,
for someone here today, the most important giving you want to give is your soul, your life. You want to hand over yourself to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. With you, pray this prayer with me wherever you are. You want to make your ways right with Jesus. What God wants from you the most now is your soul, is your life. He wants you to give yourself over to Him. Pray the prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. You pray that prayer, please stand up on your feet and rush forward. While they are doing so, the communion distribution will happen very sharply as we get set for the blessing release. All those who pray that prayer, celebration will be on while you dance your way forward. You pray the prayer of surrender. You are set to give your life to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. Quickly, I'll give you the count of 20. Don't be the last to come out. Be the first to come out and rush out quickly. Let's go.
By your grace and mercy,
keep coming. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9. Give the Lord a praise. Keep coming, keep coming. You are bound by an addiction. You are bound by a lifestyle you are not happy with. You are tied down by drinking, by smoking, by womanizing, by masturbation, by prostitution, by gambling, by fraud. And you want the yoke broken off your life. Quickly stand up. You gave your life to Christ before and you went back to the world. You want to return back to God. Also run forward as I give you another count of 10. Let's go.
You are my life.
1.
You are my life.
2.
Jesus, you are my life. Oh Lord, you are
3.
My.
Come here.
5. 6.
When I'm running
7.
Out of breath, I know that you will bring me. You are mine.
9.
Jesus, you are mine. Oh Lord, you are 10. Mine.
10.
Oh Lord, you are mine.
And oh, when and when I'm running out of breath, I know that you will breathe on me. You are my life. You are my
life.
Place your hand on your chest, all of you here today, and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Help me to live for you. Deliver me from the power of sins. Today, it is my decision to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. The hold of the enemy is broken off your life. Grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.